Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank are having their last annual program of the year, their Christmas Hamper Program. We're here with Director of Communications, Romaine Roden, to learn more about this initiative. How are you doing today, Romaine?
I am doing great, if I do say so myself. It has been a busy last couple of weeks, and it's going to get even busier over the next couple of weeks. So as good as I can be.
So, Romaine, tell us a little bit about this Christmas Hamper program. How many people are you hoping to provide food for this year?
Well, Parker Street is hosting its, I think this is our 39th annual Christmas program. And of course, our Christmas Hamper program is one of our most important programs to us. And each year we try to step it up a bit in terms of the families that we are trying to assist during this time with Christmas meals. And so this year we're trying to get as many as 1,000 families to provide Christmas meals for.
And now that winter is here, what kind of items do food banks often look for?
Well, you see, we have a wish list that we've created this year because we realize that we have quite a few people that, you know, eat different things. And so we're looking for, of course, we do turkey dinners. We have smaller families who prefer chicken. And of course, and this is our protein options that I'm talking about. And then, of course, we have our vegetarian options. And then we're looking for canned goods, produces such as carrots, onions, sweet pepper, potatoes, sweet potatoes, oranges, apples, bananas, you name it. And dry goods such as rice and pasta. And of course, you know, there's always need for bread in the home, boxed stuffings, and of course, other produces and non-food items such as toilet paper, which is very important, and of course, paper towels.
And how many people did this program feed last year?
So roughly last year, we served about 1,000 families, and that includes some of our volunteers that volunteered with us. And so we're looking to do just about the same this year as well.
And can we know the dates of the Christmas Hamper program? When will you be giving out dinners?
Yes. So for the Christmas Hamper program this year, we will do things a little bit different. So on the 21st to the 23rd, that's when we will host the Christmas Hamper program. And the first day will be delivery. So those clients who apply for their food boxes to be delivered to them, that's when our delivery will be done. The second day, which is the 22nd, that's when pickups will be done, and that will be done at the Halifax Forum. And on the third day, which is the 23rd, we will, you know, for those who missed, you know, pickups or deliveries, they can pick it up here at Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank.
And can you tell us a little bit about the Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank? How long have you guys been around for? Let's hear some history.
Well, next year will be our 40th anniversary. So we've been around quite a long time. And Parker Street was formed based on the issues that were found within the Halifax Regional Municipality. And there was a need for, you know, food assistance. And then one of our other major program was to provide furniture, clothingware, and of course, houseware. So we've been around for a very long time, and we have no intentions of stopping now.
And my final question is, how can people donate or help?
Well, there are so many ways you can donate and help Parker Street Food and Furniture Bank. One such way is, you know, going to our website. We have our donate button or donate link right at the top of our page on the right-hand corner. So people can donate financially. People can also, donors can also, you know, donate by doing food fundraisers for us in their companies, in their organizations, or even in their apartments. And they can also, you know, whatever items they buy for themselves, they can think of Parker Street and donate to Parker Street that way as well.
Thank you so much, Romaine. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Parker Street is doing a great work in the Halifax Regional Municipality, and we have seen that donations have been down. We understand that there is the pressing issue of food shortage that's coming in, and many people that used to give are not giving anymore, are not giving as much, and so we are feeling it in the community. A lot of people were on a fixed income or no income salary. They have been feeling it, and we have been seeing many more people showing up to our food bank for assistance. And so we encourage people as much as possible to donate. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is, donate to the cause of helping to make our communities better and stronger.